For WBAI News in New York, I'm Linda Perry. Joseph Pont, New York City's correction commissioner responsible for Rikers Island, has come under fire for spending about one-third of his time, 90 workdays out of the city last year, using a city-owned vehicle. He went to Maine regularly with his official car. Other jail officials used their cars for trips to Cape Cod, the Hamptons, and other destinations in violation of city guidelines. All this was going on while the city and an intensive investigation by the Lipman Commission says that Rikers is deeply flawed, can't be fixed, and should be shut down in favor of smaller jails in each borough, as well as other reforms. Meanwhile, New York City's Mayor Bill de Blasio has been defending Pont, even though many have called for him to be fired. On Monday, the New York City Council held a hearing which probed into Pont's out-of-town activities, where Pont said he misunderstood city rules that barred his conduct. He blamed those who advised him. Since then, those individuals who no longer work for the city said they gave no such advice to greenlight the use of New York City vehicles outside the city. In addition, the staff of Deputy Commissioner Gregory Kaczynski spied on phone calls from confidential informants. DOC, the Department of Corrections, is allowed to listen into inmates' calls except when they know the calls are with lawyers, doctors, investigators, clergy, or the Department of Investigation. Kaczynski has been placed on modified duty. Meanwhile, to add insult to injury, New York City Correction Commissioner Pond said he hasn't read the Lipman Commission report by the Independent Commission on New York City Criminal Justice and Incarceration Reform. It was put into motion by the New York City Council. Linda Perry, WBAI News, New York.